T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Beautiful night for a game, game two at the big ballpark with the Yankees and the Red Sox. If you're wondering, and if you're just joining us today and wondering where Price is, he came down with that very, very unusual strain of carpal tunnel syndrome. It's called convenient carpal tunnel syndrome. That sometimes strikes guys who, I guess, maybe doing too much office work or whatever it might be. But he is not pitching against a team that pounds the living daylights out of him. So, but game two, Porcello against Tanaka, and Susan Wolman sets the scene. Susan, how are you?
I'm great, Michael. How you doing? What's
good.
New?
Everything's all right. And, you know, listen, a couple more wins, you're going to have to sedate your partner in the booth. I don't know. The other night I heard him doing a Yankees win, and I thought he was going to basically fall out of the booth.
Yeah, he's like shot out of a cannon, isn't he?
Yes, he doesn't know what to do with these wins right now.
It's hysterical. He got so excited the other night, he forgot to say when Glaber won the game with the home run, he forgot to say the Yankees win. He got so excited. Let me give you an update on Mr. Price.
Yes.
Because we have figured out that he was playing too many games, those video game things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's a big gamer.
I figured he was doing some clerical work on the side, I figured.
Well, the last time, and I'm going to bring you back because I remember the last time a Red Sox got carpal tunnel, it was Bronson Arroyo in spring training because he played the guitar, and they made him stop playing the guitar, and the carpal tunnel went away.
Well, the one thing about Bronson, though, he always used to pitch well against the Yankees. That's the one good thing about him. He always did. He was a favorite of mine. He did always pitch well. But this guy, we all know this, Mr. Price doesn't want to be within 100 yards of the Yankees.
No, he does not. He is coming back to New York tomorrow, and he's going to take a bullpen on Saturday. And if he's okay, then he could pitch on Saturday. I'm sorry, this is just so silly.
It is.
Carpal tunnel. You know, it would have been better if he said,
carpal tunnel syndrome. I mean, come on, carpal tunnel syndrome.
Can you imagine Alex Cora had to stand up in front of the Boston media, who's furious anyway with everything, and say that he's got carpal tunnel syndrome that secretaries get and writers get. Joel Sherman had carpal tunnel syndrome.
You know, here's the amazing thing is to watch how many of these games that the Yankees have won in the bottom of the lineup with these kids. I mean, they have just been unbelievable. Torres, Andujar, especially Torres of late, but I mean they have won. Plus, they can't even win. They can't even lose games that they're trying to lose. So games that they've given up, like Sunday, they still come back and win the game. So you can get so unconsciously hot, and this is an incredible run in these last 13. What will be 13 games? It's 11 now, and they're 10-1 against this caliber of opponent. To win 10-1 is very impressive.
You know, I am much more impressed. Whatever happens here is one thing. I am so impressed with what they did in Houston against that team.
Yep.
And I know that they didn't see Gerrit Cole, and I know Ken Giles punched himself in the face and all that. That is an impressive lineup, and I know they're not all hitting in the same. To get through that, they carved that team up. They carved up those hitters, and I just thought that was absolutely fascinating. They won 5 games coming from behind all of last year. I think they've already got 3. We're not even out of May. Here's the thing about the kids that you should watch, and you were right about trying to give the game away. Poor Severino had to pitch to 3 extra batters because Sanchez couldn't catch the ball, and Phil Nevin,
what was he doing? That was not a good. Who said that was a good send?
Well, the manager wasn't.
Oh, come on, good send. He wasn't even the third base.
No, he wasn't. And, you know, you see this kid who's just turned 21, and you think, there's the future. Gleyber Torres is something real special. But when you watch them.
Plus, you have the number 3 hitter coming up. I mean, can you do it when the 9 hitter's coming up? I'll buy it. You got Didi's coming up.
I know. It's like when, who got Mark Teixeira almost hit, got him killed? Unbelievable.
He was out by 50 feet last night.
They tried to give the game to the Red Sox. They just wouldn't take it. And just the
games they came back against the Indians, the games they came back against the Astros. I mean, it's been unbelievable. Plus, the kids at the bottom of the lineup are just, they're so they're so cool under pressure. It is unbelievable, and especially Torres is just he's amazing. He just looks the part. He really does.
He is. There's something about him, and when you talk to him, and I talk to him is a lot. He's just turned 21. He's an old soul, and he talks about being prepared. Watch the two of them at the bottom of the order. They don't make the same mistake twice. They might not always get a hit, obviously, but if they get him on a slider down and away, and they've swung too far over, watch them the next time they throw that pitch, because they'll invariably throw it again, never swing at it, or they'll take it to right field. The two of them are just amazing to watch. They learn from mistakes. Gleyber plays second base like Alomar. He grew idolizing Vizquel.
Sure does. Yeah.
And he adored Vizquel. And I said Alomar, and he said, "Do you think?" And I said, "Not yet, but yeah, that's who he's going
to
be."
And, I said to Boone last week when I talked to him, I said, "I'm surprised how much Walker's struggling. I've always been a Walker fan. Walker has been really good the last couple of games. He worked out a big walk a couple of days ago. He got a big double the other night. He got another big hit last night. He's starting to really contribute."
Yeah, he really is, and we've talked about this because, Walker is a great addition to, I know you got to win and you got to hit. He's a great addition to anybody's clubhouse, and he's 5-for-11 and with 6 walks in his last 5 games after, what he did. And I had said, when someone comes back, does that mean Neil Walker is not here? And someone told me, no, that hasn't. We know he can hit. He is streaky. If you look at the guys who did not have spring training, and they're all over the league, none of them are doing well. They really aren't.
And it's been so cold this year anyway. Yeah. It's been terrible. But I tell you who doesn't look good is Gardner. He really is struggling.
Well, they've been talking about moving him down in the order.
I wouldn't do it.
He might do it against a tough lefty and put Hicks at the top of the order. But Gardner's leading off, and he is, and Gardner knows it too. And he tries to do other things. He tries to lay down a bunt. He tries to, get on any way he can. He tries to walk. He knows how he's hitting, but that isn't Boone. He isn't going to move people around. You'll see if there's a tough lefty. He'll probably move down and you'll see.
Or you give him a day off even. That's okay. But the bottom line is I like him up top because he looks at a lot of pitches, which helps the power guys behind him. He and Judge look at a ton of pitches at the top of the lineup. And Judge is so in control right now of his entire game. I mean, he looks like such more complete player than last year. It's unbelievable.
And he works. If you could watch him in the outfield, he doesn't just work at his hitting. He just doesn't come and take batting practice and hit balls into the Monument Park. No, he does not. He works very hard on his defense. I remember last year saying to Joe Girardi, "Why doesn't anybody ever talk about his defense? He's unbelievable." And Girardi said to me, "Well, it's because he hits 50 home runs. Nobody's going to talk about it. But he never takes a wrong route. He's got a great arm. Obviously, the Red Sox saw that arm." last night.
Absolutely.
And he's really wherever he should be. He really takes no bad routes at all. He's very fast. You don't get it because he's so big. But he works at it. He plans routes and he goes over things and he's totally prepared. And I use that word a lot because this group really is. Judge is, Didi is, and what a year he's having, not hitting right now. But the kids particularly are just totally prepared for this. That's why nobody ever looks like they're not calm, and that also comes from the manager, who is very, very calm.
No, they've played. Listen, when you get this kind of streak, I mean, it's, and especially against the level of teams they've been playing against. I mean, what they did to the Indians, what they did to the Astros, even cooling off the Angels, which they did first to start this streak. I mean, it's been unbelievable. And right now, the Red Sox are going to have to play well to beat them because the Yankees aren't going to give a game away, and they're never out of a game. So tonight's matchup, I never know what these days what you're going to get out of Tanaka. You never know if it's going to be the two-hitter or three will be in the upper deck in the first 3 innings. But, he's capable of a great game, but he's also capable of a bad game. So he's hard to judge or get a feel for game in, game out with Tanaka. You'll know early, but you just don't know which one you're going to get.
Well, early, and that's the only thing you can do. Parcello's having a terrific year.
He really is.
5-0 ERO-T. He's changed a little bit. He's added more breaking pitches. He tried to do something last year that just did not work. Everybody's so concerned about the launch angle that he didn't want to throw that sinker a lot because he figured the launch angle, that's why people were hitting home runs. Red Sox have some problems. This is not a complete team.
They got a lot of guys struggling. I mean, Betts has been unbelievable, but they have a lot of guys. You look at the lineup, they got a lot of guys struggling.
Well, and you can start with the catching, because if you listen to Boston radio, it's a riot. I mean, if you listen to New York radio, they want Sanchez traded. They want this one out of here. In Boston, give Blake Swihart a chance. He'd be Johnny Bench if you played him. They want Leon and Vasquez not there. They want Jackie Bradley sitting down. He is sitting down today. He'll probably get tomorrow off, too. And, you know, they want everything. Everything's wrong. And it's like two different fan bases. The only thing that's different are the accents. But the Boston has some problems, because if you've got Sale and you've got Porcello and you've got a lot of question marks in that rotation, and you got Kimbrel at the end, and then you got a lot of question marks. Joe Kelly can be great, or he can walk the ballpark and give up home runs. And they have that middle ground. And there's not a lot of depth at Pawtucket. This is like the first year or so where there's not, you know, there's no kids down there because they're all here. And the Yankees are a deeper, and they're really a deeper team. I know the
they
Red Sox
got
off to an unbelievable time, you know, but the Red Sox are not as deep as the Yankees. And if these guys don't hit, they're all going to go into slumps at some place. Mookie's been unbelievable. And you know what they say about people changing teams and leagues and how they don't get off to good starts? Well, tell that to J.D. Martinez, who's been amazing. Got off to a great start already. What is he? He's hitting almost 350. Got 27 RBIs already.
Yeah, very.
And he just got here.
Important player for them, but they got some guys who are struggling also. And as you said, you know, they need to have Price find themselves, and they need to be more consistent in the middle, in the middle part of the game. And the Yankees need to get a couple of guys healthy in that bullpen too, though. You know, they need to straighten out a couple of the guys themselves. But
well,
you know, as long as Chapman's good, they're going to be okay, though.
Well, Warren and Canely are still thrown off flat ground.
They've got
people in there that aren't necessarily going to be here relatively shortly, and it looks like Betances has straightened himself out. The other thing that the Red Sox don't have, Mike, and not I'm not talking about the outfield, their infield defense is horrid. It's horrid. When you've got Hanley at first base,
yep.
Devers is a great kid. He's going to be better, but he makes a lot of errors. Bogaerts makes unforced errors, and we all know Nooney is a great hitter.
Nooney's a hitter. He can't field. We know that.
Well, Pedroia's not coming back till maybe the end of the month, but that infield defense, that's going to cost them. That's going to cost them, particularly against good teams.
All right, Susan, enjoy tonight. Thanks very much. Enjoy the game.
Mike.
We're looking forward to it. Susan Wolman at Yankee Stadium. She and John Sterling coming up very, very soon. Beautiful night there tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.